You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon, and we're joined now by Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Great to be here.
Let's start with U.S. weather. It's been warm. Some producers have been in the field. I may be applying a little anhydrous ammonia, but is there any correlation that you can see between a February like this and what we might encounter later in the season?
The short answer is no. If you look at some of the warmest January-February periods on record, of which this January and February across the Corn Belt will rank among the mildest, if you look at what happened in the summers that followed, there's not a whole lot there. Total rainfall and temperatures varied widely, with some dry summers, some hot summers, some wet summers, and some cool summers. And once you dig down a little bit deeper and just isolate out the corn and soybean crops that occurred within those summers, you just don't see a whole lot there. You see some really good crop years, you see some really bad crop years, but in the end, you just can't draw a real strong correlation. The only real difference for corn and soybeans that we noticed is that soybeans tended to be a bit below trend more often than corn. That was primarily due to what happened in 1976 and 1984, where late season droughts occurred that affected soybean filling more than corn filling. But again, the point to take home here is that even though it's unusually mild now, it does not portend much of anything for the summer based on the historical record.
Turn your attention to South America. I hear that we've had some rainfall or are going to get some in Brazil.
It's been wet in Brazil ever since the middle of January, starting within January 12th to 15th in northern growing areas of Brazil. It turned a lot wetter. And prior to this period, there have been some dry pockets that were developing. Well, all of those dry pockets are now gone, and it's been raining on and off ever since. We saw some real big rains a few days ago, and all indications suggest to us that this stormy pattern is going to continue. Now, rains over the next 4 to 5 days won't be as abundant as they were earlier in the week and in the weekend, but beyond the next 5 days, it does turn wetter. We'll see a number of cool fronts sweep onto the north. Those will then dissipate across northern areas of Brazil. And by the time we get through the next 2 weeks, another 3 to 6 inches of rain will more than likely have fallen. And that includes some of these areas of Mato Grosso that have seen more than 20 inches of rain over the last 30 days. So whether or not this turns into a larger issue remains to be seen. Keep in mind that soybeans are being harvested now in Mato Grosso, and second crop corn is being planted. It's been wet. It stays wet. What happens going forward? We'll just have to wait and hear some reports to see if this ended up meaning anything.
Hey, as always, great information. Thanks so much. And we'll look forward to hearing from you again next week with an update on both the southern and the northern hemisphere crops. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day. Always a pleasure being here.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Thursday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.